You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
In the house.
In the hizzy. How are you?
Stuck in the house. I'm stuck in the house.
Oh, that's no fun for summertime.
I know.
Well, I'm not stuck in the house. Look, I'm drinking a Starbucks. I went to the Starbucks this morning.
Good for you. Now, what's going on in my world is we got an invitation. People wanted to be with us. Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah, I can, actually.
Doesn't happen very often, actually.
It does.
But we had like two things we were invited to this weekend. I ordered a new dress. I think I talked about
it. Oh, that's right. You did talk about it.
I talked
about it. And they came.
No, it hasn't come.
No, they're coming today.
It's coming today.
Yeah, that's right.
The event's not till 6 p.m., so I was like, fingers crossed. You know, I'm a gambler. Yeah. I'm a gambler at heart, so I was like, I'm going to bet on the
one of them.
UPS.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Anyhow, my husband's sick. Got sick.
Yeah. I don't know really how that works these days. I don't think you're supposed to get sick.
Well, and you definitely can't go anywhere if you're sick at all, so I'm going to buy him a real nice gift and apologize for not coming. I secretly am a little relieved because I was nervous. It was a wedding for someone who I don't know.
Oh, that's always difficult.
And sometimes I'm not the best at making small talk.
I'm only laughing because it is kind of true.
It is kind of true. So, you know, dodged a bullet there. But I had an appointment to get my hair did and everything, and not happening.
Not happening. Guess what I'm doing tonight?
What are you doing?
I'm going to a Mavericks game.
Mm.
And the Mavericks, Gretchy, are playing the Clippers.
Oh.
So I'm kind of in a dilemma, right? Because, well, I'm ultimate Lakers fan. So if they were playing the Lakers, 100%, I'd be in all Lakers gear, even though people in Texas don't really like Californians right now. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to go buy myself some Mavericks.
Oh, yeah. You got to be a Mavs fan.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So but the I was Clippers kind of like, are actually pretty cool.
the Clippers. I also enjoy the Clippers too. I'm in Texas now, so I think I have to represent the state.
Okay, I appreciate your dedication.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm LA at...
Well, because let's face it, you were never really connected to the Clippers or any sports team. So I appreciate...
The Lakers.
I appreciate you committing to a team in your town where it makes sense.
Well, I've always been a Lakers fan. That's been... The only team.
Okay,
that I
I'll give you. Yes, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
But
thank you.
Yeah, I do. I hope that you become really fond of the Mavs games, mm-hmm. and then when I'm out there, you're like, "Hey,
let's go.
We got tickets." Yeah. I'm always down for a sporting event.
Listen, I'm so down with the Cowboys. Also. So.
Oh yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, I was jelly. Yeah. You were going to a Rangers game. Or your husband went to a Rangers game while I was there. I was like, can we do that? And Tab was like, no, we are going to get dressed up and go out to dinner. I was like, fuck.
I was like, no, they're going with all the kids. We're not going.
I'm like, I'll go with the kids. I'll have hot dogs and beer all day.
I know.
She was like, no, not doing it.
Not happening.
There's always next time.
Mm-hmm. Next time. There'll be a next time. Other than that, I did something today that... is very superstitious and bad luck, and I didn't want to tell anybody, but I'm trying to rid myself of the bad luck. So if anybody has any...
Did you break a mirror?
I'm not going to tell you what I did, but it was probably somewhere close to that.
Because that's bad sex for 7 years.
Oh, it's only sex?
Oh, no, maybe that's if you don't look each other in the eye when you cheers or something.
Yeah, but that's
bad sex for 7 years.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at you in the eye right now and saying cheers.
Okay, cheers.
To not having bad luck for 7 years. Okay?
Okay.
Well, will you take that?
Just go burn some sage or shit.
No, I have sage. I will. Okay. I did a spin around, throw the salt over my shoulder, gonna do the whole thing. But if anybody has some extra good luck to send my way or tell me what I need to do, please DM me, email me. Whatever, okay. I'll take it. Got it?
Got it.
Got it. Okay. Because I need good luck for the next 7 years or 27 years or 47 years. I just had it for breakfast this morning. I'm on to this new kick of, it's called Catalina Crunch. Have you had it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No.
I love it. Because you have the cinnamon kind.
I don't know. I had some kind. It tasted like, but also Magic Spoon has wrecked me. Magic Spoon is legit so good.
Oh, yeah. You can't go into anything else.
No.
Magic Spoon is great, but I didn't have any left. I ate all my boxes. And so I got this Catalina Crunch and I crunched it up into this yogurt called Triple Zero.
Yeah. You've made me try that before. It's totally balls.
I love it all.
Tap like C, but yeah, I poured some of that Catalina Crunch in a bowl for my children. They thought it was a funny joke.
Okay, well, thank God they're not a sponsor right now because we would be fired.
I could not do that ad. No, 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 no.
My daughter just told me that I can go watch her volleyball game right now in the middle of us recording. I'm like, I would have really liked to know that. Maybe yesterday, sweetie pie. Maybe tell me before 5 minutes. Okay, well, let's get to the story.
Okay.
Shall we? Okay, Gretchy, this week we are headed back to New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yes. We love the New Zealanders. And this one is thanks to Helen Turner. So thank you, Helen. She also gave me the heads up that the pronunciations in this were pretty tricky. So, you know, Helen, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Appreciate the help, Fayetteville.
Never limit it down. Okay.
Never going to. So I'm actually going to, not go to the county level. I'm just going to go to the city level because that one was pretty easy to pronounce. Even though she sent me the way to say it, I'm like, I don't even want to try. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
And if I botch any, you guys can send me emails. I like getting emails. Gretchen doesn't, so don't write them to her.
Right. True story.
She takes it very personal. I think
What ends up happening is that you send it to Tab and then she sends it to me.
I do.
Anyways, so.
And I say, look at this Karen, Brenda, Chrissy person.
They don't like you.
I think it's kind of funny. Okay.
Okay.
So for those of you that live in New Zealand, you may have heard of this town called Fielding for one of two reasons. One being it was rated the most beautiful town in New Zealand 16 times.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
So you also might know it because there was a murder in this beautiful town that rocked the townsmen and townswomen. And if you probably know both if you live there.
That's not beautiful.
That is not beautiful. So the town itself is mostly farming with a population of 15,000.
Okay.
Back in the earlier part of the 2000s, there was a beautiful family who ran a dairy farm. The big daddy of the farm who started it all was named Brian Guy. Brian and his wife, Joe, had four kids and two who would eventually grow up, move to the farm, and join the family business. Well, actually, the son, Scott, went off for a bit and came back to join and run a portion of his dad's farm. And his sister, Anna, would marry her father's farm boy, Ewan McDonald, who actually earned his way up the ranks.
That sounds so like naughty, like they're doing it on hay bales or something.
Oh, I kind of think they might have been, actually.
Pull down your overalls. Something. Although there's nothing, that, you know what's not sexy about farm sex, I think, is it probably stinks.
Oh, totally. Right? Especially a dairy farm with all those cattle and cows everywhere. Definitely stinks.
Yeah. Okay. We're done.
So Ewan and Anna married. Ewan started working at the farm when he was 16 years old. And so he knew his way around and he ran the dairy portion of the farm while Scott ran the raising the cattle, calves, and the crops for the farm. Scott also had a beautiful wife named Kylie. She was a real disco biscuit. Let me tell you, Anna and Kylie, both super disco biscuits still to this day. Okay.
Okay.
In 2010, Kylie was pregnant with their second child, and Scott and her had already had one 2-year-old little boy, so they were about to have their hands real full.
Going from one to two kids is like going from one to 20.
It really is. And they were having two boys. So,
shoots.
Anna and Ewan already had four children by the time 2010 rolled around. Both couples seemed to be great friends, but with a side of jealousy from time to time. Mostly, I think it's pretty common amongst siblings that work in the family business. I've seen it a time or two myself.
Yes. I would agree.
I would. Definitely agree.
So, working with family's tough.
It really is. It really is. So I think that at the end of the day, most people love each other, even if they bicker or whatever. Mm-hmm. Scott was the best man at Ewan's wedding. So I do think that they were, on the outside, really good friends. They had recently gone on a work trip together, just the two of them, said came back, said they had a great time. But there was
a work trip, like what's new with cows?
I think so, actually. Yeah, it was like a dairy farming convention.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that's fun. Sorry, dairy farmers.
Dairy Farmers of America.
It's no Crime Con. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, by the way, Crime Con is going on right now.
Oh.
Started today, and guess who is speaking there?
Who?
He's a friend, Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Can you believe it?
We should have gone.
Dude, had I known, we would be there. I was like, I got that notice a little bit too late.
Damn it. Well,
next year. I was like, I don't want to do the whole, next year's going to be better in Vegas. So we're just going to save it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So there was a bit of animosity about who would inherit the farm, and each boy thought they deserved it. Probably Ewan, because he had worked there since he was a kid, knew the ins and outs, and was part of the family after marrying the daughter. But I bet you he was probably part of the family even before. I can imagine Brian kind of took him under his wing.
Mm-hmm.
Scott thought it should be his because, you know, he's the son and he works there too. But
he's got a point.
Brian saw it as whoever the farm goes to would have to buy their portions out from each of the siblings. And in 2008, he gave both Ewan and Scott 20% of the business, equal shares to each of them. So I think that pretty much made it clear, like, you guys are equal in my mind. And Ewan's married to the daughter, so it should be equal.
Yeah. So, right? Yeah. Okay.
And they made about the same amount of money on a yearly basis, too. So you get the gist of the working parts of the farm.
Okay.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
All righty, Gretch. Have you got back into your routine of taking some vitamins and supplements?
Yes, that's why I'm so smart and charming. You haven't noticed? I take my vitamins, girl. It's so easy with Care Of.
It is really easy. And you know, they now have a Care Of app that lets you track your routine and earn cool things like swag, discounts, and free products.
I love free shit.
Who doesn't love that? But you guys, it's really easy to take your vitamins with Care Of, and, you know, consistency is key. And they say it takes about 30 days to see some benefits. So with that app and tracking it and everything coming in individual packages, it's awesome.
You take a quiz, you get a little pack, easy peasy. Even I could do it. If I could do it, you could do it. And it feels good to take your vitamins.
It definitely does. I start my day with it, and then I'm done for the day.
Yeah, who wants a bunch of bottles?
No, not I, said the fly. Yeah, so we are giving our listeners 50% off your order if you use our code CLINK50. So go to takecareof.com and enter code CLINK50. That is takecareof.com and enter CLINK50. July 8th, 2010 was just like any other winter day on the farm. You know, they have like opposite schedules of the
summer, it's like hot on Christmas. Winter. Yeah, I got it.
So Scott wakes up super early to get to work. His shift started at about 4:50. He checks his email, checks his trade accounts. About 4:41 was his last keystroke on the computer. Then he drives less than a mile to the barn. So he pulls up to the gate in his truck. And this gate is always open, but this particular morning, the gate was closed. Scott jumps out to open the gate, and he is ambushed by a killer. Scott Guy is shot in his throat at close range by a shotgun. He's been murdered, left to dead, lying on the muddy ground in the early hours of July 8th at what is thought to be between 4:43 and 5 o'clock in the morning. Not until around 7 a.m., a neighbor driving by sees Scott's truck door open, the car running, the lights, you know, on in the car, goes over there and sees Scott lying on the ground. And he checks his pulse and there is none. So the family is alerted to Scott's death and an investigation is ensued. Immediately, they are notified by Ewan that Scott's purebred lab puppies that the guys were selling for $700 a pop were missing. And there were some footprints that were seen around Scott that were also seen around the shed that they had the puppies in. So whoever killed Scott also stole these little puppies.
So they know. It's somebody that knows what's up.
Seems like it.
Also, side note, July 8th. Mm-hmm. My husband's birthday, which I remember and think of when someone says that date. I just want some wife.
It automatically.
I just want some wife points right there. Yeah. Okay. Back to
it
the
automatically
murder.
Does because your yes, husband you. Doesn't remember what date your birthday is.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
His is kind of easy. It's 4 days after 4th of July. I would say it's easier mm-hmm. than yours. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Okay, so Kylie is left pregnant with a 2-year-old and 2 months away from giving birth to her second baby. And the Guy family, you can only imagine, is devastated.
Yeah.
Kylie says they have no enemies, but there is a mention of two things. One, a drunk guy smoking shows up on their property a few days before. No one kind of knows who he is, and they just kind of send him away. And a vandalization had happened when Scott and Kylie were building a new house on the property for themselves. Someone in the middle of the night came to their house when it was under construction and broke a bunch of windows and graffitied on the house writing, "Fucking bitch slapper." And it was like F-U-K-E-N. I'll put some pictures of it on our
So they
Instagram
don't even know
Facebook.
How to say spell fucking.
But then they do spell fucking right. On the next one, they put fucking whore. Ugh. So at the time, it freaked Scott and Kylie out. But I think maybe they just thought it was teenagers or some punks around town.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah. However, when mentioned, it really caught the attention of the investigators. They released the photos of this graffiti to the public and immediately got a call from a man who said he recognized the writing on the wall. He said it was from one of his old employees named Callum Bowe. Callum had actually worked on the Guy farm, but had moved to Queenstown in April. Mind you, this is July, right? So a few months before. Callum came to work on the farm as a kid, and he was a pretty broken human. He lost his parents at an early age. I think he was kind of a vulnerable guy. Police bring Callum in to question him about this graffiti, and this kid unloads to the police. He says, yeah, I did that on Scott and Kylie's house. And not only that, but Ewan and I did that. And Ewan and I would actually do a lot of things, lots of things at night, like terror acts on the Guy property, but mostly on neighboring farms in Fielding. These two would go out to these Fielding farms and kill calves, destroy dairy milk, kill stags, and beat baby animals to death.
Oh, shit. That is terrible and scary AF.
Yeah. He also says they started fires and admitted to burning down the old house of Kylie and Scott.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
In the most beautiful town in New Zealand.
That's right.
Shady.
So police are stunned and convinced that if Ewan could be such a monster at night, he was most likely the killer.
I concur.
The Guy family is even more stunned when they arrest Ewan McDonald for the murder of his brother-in-law, Scott Guy. Anna, the wife, cannot even imagine her husband doing such a thing and says that she will stick by him until the murder is proven. And Brian and Joe Guy are sure it has been a mistake.
Well, isn't she like, maybe that makes a little sense why he was taken off at night?
I don't think she knew.
Because what else? What are you saying you're doing? I mean, I can't imagine they've got like a happening downtown scene.
Checking on the cows. I don't know. And maybe he just went without her knowing. I don't know. He's like, I'm going to go sleep on the couch and then comes back. I have no idea. So Ewan initially denies everything Callum has claimed. But after some time, he finally admits to his nighttime terror, but says he is not the murderer. It's hard to believe that someone could beat baby animals to death over and over and not eventually be okay with murdering humans. I mean, we talk about this all the time. It starts with that.
Yeah. Psycho. Dick.
While detectives are trying to piece together this awful crime, they only find a few clues. One of them being an empty carton of cigarettes, the missing dogs that I told you about, the footprints in the mud, which are these particular dive boots. Dive boots like going diving, like you wear.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah wears, you know? They know it was a shotgun, but there are no shotgun shells anywhere to be found. So the theory that they came up with is that Ewan woke up early that morning, biked down to the gate Scott drives through, shuts the gate knowing that Scott would have to get out of his truck. While Scott was moving the gate, Ewan knocked him off real quick, biked over to the shed, took the three puppies, killed them for a decoy, went back home, and then went to work.
That is so extra, killing the fucking puppies.
I know. But there's some problems with this story.
Okay.
And if the story is correct, then timing is everything. So let's first talk about these boots. They confirmed they were this very particular dive boot that Ewan actually had owned at one time, but Anna confirmed that she threw them out 2 years ago. And the foot size of these particular boots, the examiner said, were 11 or 12, and Ewan's foot size was size 9.
Okay.
Ewan also did have a bike in his garage, but there was no mud on it, no mud on the tires. It was perfectly clean. And there were no bike tracks at the scene. So I don't really know why the police wanted to say it was a bike. I guess that's the only way that he could have got each place fast enough. Also, they never found the dogs buried on the property or found the dogs at all.
Oh, so maybe the puppies survived.
They could have. So the evidence against Ewan is really sparse. I mean, they had these past crimes to convict him basically of a murder. The gun the prosecution says that was used was the family farm's shotgun because Ewan didn't own a shotgun. The farm owned a shotgun, like Brian did, and he had hidden it and I guess took it apart into three pieces. And right after this happened, Brian went to look for the gun and it was still in the same place that he had put it in those three pieces. So if Ewan actually did use that gun, that particular gun, he would have had to clean the gun, disassemble it, and put it back in seconds. One of the farm workers was also waiting at the barn for Scott to open it. He had gotten there extra early because he wanted to impress Scott because he had been late, I guess, the week before. So he shows up between 4:40 and 4:50. And he would have seen, and this, he actually saw Ewan coming out of his house to open and turn off the alarm in the barn around 5. So he would have seen him biking or possibly seen him biking or seen like the security lights come on when Ewan was to walk past. I do know there's ways to go around those security lights, you know, that pop on with motion sensors. But I mean, Ewan would have had to really work hard on. He didn't know that guy was showing up early, you know, so he would have had to really kind of force himself around and then try to clean the bike. I don't like it just seems like,
yeah,
real difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
And he would only have 19 minutes to do all of this stuff, go back home, clean up, hide all the incrementing evidence, change, and be to his shift at 5:02 is when he turned off the alarm in the barn.
Okay.
If anything went wrong or Scott showed up even a minute or two later or earlier, the theory just doesn't work. So the jury had heard from both sides, and by trial, let me tell you, the Guy family was not a fan of Ewan anymore.
Oh, shit.
Can only imagine.
Yeah.
They were like, changed their tune real quick after they learned what a psycho he was. But the jury had seen it otherwise. The verdict was read as not guilty.
Okay.
And poor Kylie was so upset, she yelled in the middle of court, "He killed my husband." And the family left without closure.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, that sucks. But don't you think? I think families tend to just want someone to blame.
Yes.
And sometimes they lose sight of, don't you want the real killer to get, you know, whatever? Like, they're just so seeking peace so they can kind of like close it up. Like, for example, Teresa Halbach's family from Making a Murderer.
Yeah.
I mean, hello.
With Stephen Avery. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't. He didn't do it.
And Brandon Dassey. I mean, Brandon Dassey did not do it.
He did not do it.
So you can't sit there and feel good about somebody sitting in jail.
The wrong person.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I understand wanting someone in to be paying a price for the loss of your loved one, but it needs to be the right person.
Right.
Yeah.
So if not Ewan, who is an awful human, and I will get to his other crimes in a second, which he will be charged for. But if not him, who?
Who?
And let me tell you, on that particular night, there was a man in the neighborhood, a violent meth head, who was on a robbing spree. Police had actually interviewed him, and his alibi at the time, which was his girlfriend, who was also a meth addict, that said she thought he got home around 4 in the morning. So police stopped looking at him because they were like, he got home at 4.
He has a methamphetamine habit. He's totally credible. I'm sure he's paying attention to time.
I mean, they're both super, super credible. And I think that they failed. He had robbed just before midnight that night and then traded his goods for some meth. He went out again and raided a cannabis store where they know he stole a pack of cigarettes that match the cigarette pack laying near Scott. Not only that, but the pack's graphics on the cigarette pack that he had stolen and the one laying next to Scott had just been released 2 weeks ago. So it's for sure a fresh pack. Like, they changed the graphics on it.
Listen, smoking is a bad habit if you're a criminal.
Oh, I know.
Dear people, they're really careless with those cigarette butts and they leave their DNA on it.
I know. This was an empty pack, but I still feel like they could have maybe tried to get DNA off of the pack of cigarettes.
Don't smoke and do crime.
I don't think they did, though. So this particular guy also owns two shotguns.
And
is a known criminal. And his girlfriend is also a known criminal. So I think it's possible that this guy high on meth was possibly the guy that showed up a few days prior, drunk, looking for something that he wanted.
Oh, that's right.
Knew there were three $700 puppies and was on a mission to steal them.
Yeah.
Runs into Scott while he's stealing the puppies. Bam, shoots him and runs away. So this particular guy, I think, actually might be the real killer. And in New Zealand, they withhold names. So I don't know this guy's name. I know him by the letter K.
I do like that they do that.
Yeah, I do too. It just makes it hard if he's done anything else for somebody to be like, oh, yeah, he did that to me too, you know,
right,
or something like that.
Yeah.
I will say that Scott's family did get something out of this whole mess. They found out that Ewan was a real douchebag and he's awful. And his true self did come out, even though he didn't get time for the murder. He was charged for these crimes. Let me tell you what they are.
Oh.
Number one, criminal damage, slaughtering 19 calves belonging to the Himitangi dairy farmer, Paul Barber, on the night of August 9th, 2007. The calves had been struck on the head with an object. Number two, criminal damage, emptying 16,000 liters of milk from a vat belonging to another Himitangi farmer, Nigel Sexton, on the same night the calves were killed. Arson, burning down a historic Maori ware building it was built in 1888, which was also on Mr. Saxton's farm. McDonald used a LPG bottle and boat fuel to start that fire. And the ware was used as a family sleeping out and duck shooting shelter. Mm-hmm. Theft, driving to a nearby farm and shooting two trophy stags, he put them on his trailer and buried them in a pre-dug hole on the Guy family farm, where he was a manager. Criminal damage, burning down an old farmhouse on the back of removal trailers at the site of Scott and Guy's new home. The house and trailers were all destroyed. And criminal damage, vandalizing Scott and Kylie Guy's new home, once constructed and almost finished. In 2013, Ewan was sentenced to 5 years for those charges.
Good.
Yeah. I can't find him, and I know he's out of jail now, but if I was him, I would have changed my name and moved away. So he probably did.
Yeah.
Anna divorced his ass.
Good.
And from what I can tell, she has moved on with someone else and had two other little kiddos. So she's a family of six.
Good for her. Oh, my God. Busy girl. Yeah.
And she is super cute. Looks like she's living her best life. And Kylie, I heard through the research that she, too, has since remarried, but still holds out hope that one day Scotty, as she calls him, will get justice.
Okay, well, don't you think for Anna, like, if he is committing all those crimes at night, killing animals, he was probably no gem to live with.
Oh, right. I know.
I mean, he probably forgot more than her birthday. I mean, he was probably like a real dick. So it's probably a good
better
thing
off
in the long run.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that is the story. And so I will have to say, at first I thought it was totally Ewan. I was like, there is no way that this guy didn't do it. But I think it might have been a robbery gone wrong.
A lot of coinkydinks for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, but so they're not going after this guy. Is there like a group of people that are saying, charge this man?
I know like every year Kylie puts something out. Like, I don't think they just don't have enough. They don't have enough evidence at this point, I don't think. Like where the cigarette pack is, you know, like I'm sure they, I don't know. I don't think they have enough.
That's too bad. You know what they need to do is if I was wearing my detective hat, what I would do is surveil his ass.
Right.
Bust him for something small.
Something else.
Yeah. Then get him in the clinker and then wire up somebody else. Get him to confess that he did that shit.
Yeah, I agree with you. They did tap Owen's phone and he didn't know it. And he never said anything incriminating against himself for that murder. So, I mean, not that he would or who would he talk to, but seems like it's possible he could have been calling somebody for some sort of advice or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think I'm a big fan of that name, Ewan.
Oh, but I love Ewan McGregor.
I know. Of course you do. Moulin Rouge. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. You know? Okay. I'm sorry, but Ewan.
But Ewan, Ewan. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a hot name.
Okay. I want to give some shout outs to people that have shouted us out. And if you guys want to get a shout out, please give us a shout. Tag us in something on Instagram or Facebook. Also, you could give us a review on Apple iTunes if you haven't yet. We enjoy that. And I just want to say thank you to Olivia. Her on Spotify, they're doing this like my unique genre combination where I think they give you who like you listen to most or pop up something. And it was us.
On
hers. Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
True crime, show tunes, and UK pop. That's what she listens to. Also, Lynn's PX, thank you. She gave us a little Spotify shout out also. I love that. I'm looking, you know, I save them on my phone. So, the blushing blogger, you guys, you might have seen, I reposted hers. She also has some fun makeup tips. If you guys want it, check her out on Instagram. It's called The Blushing Blogger. And she's always super supportive of us. Paige, thank you so much. Half written Paige. I think that's what her handle is. Oh, and I want to say something about Byron in Chicago. Is recovering or hopefully already recovered from a near-death experience, unable to walk, but hopefully one day. And Byron was listening to the Jillian Barbary podcast that we were on and found us and been listening to us in the hospital.
Oh, get well soon, Byron. Speedy recovery, healthy vibes.
Totally. So thank you for listening to us. I think that's it. For today.
Okay.
Until Thursday, find us on Patreon, patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. And then find our keto group, which is also just dieting or whatever works for you. If you need some encouragement.
Oh, God.
That's what? Do you need encouragement? Aren't you on keto right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I posted about the keto flu. It's no joke, but here's my problem. I'm doing so good all day, and then I'm like a raccoon at night. I just start eating.
I know. It's hard. So I've been doing the intermittent fasting, and I've been really good at it. I mean, and dude, it's working. I think it just makes it so you don't, like you, all of a sudden just your stomach gets smaller, right? Because it's like, I'm not going to eat until noon, or I do it at 11 is my earliest eating time. I try to go till noon. And then I don't worry about it at night. Like I'm not like the crazy person that's like, oh my God, I have to stop at 8, you know? But I'm not that hungry, even at a later time. So you could try that. I suggest doing both keto and that, and then you'll be golden.
Okay. try.
Okay. So have a good week, y'all.
Yeah.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.